Consider the many people about whom we just read in the Passion narrative. Simon the leper, the unclean man into whose home the divine physician came to share a meal. The unnamed woman, whom the Lord Jesus says will be praised until the last day for her extravagant act of love in using a luxurious oil to honor him, a gesture he himself regarded as a preparation for his coming death. The crowd who are so indignant that money should be wasted on this act of devotion. Judas Iscariot, who was chosen personally by the Messiah to be one of the 12 foundation stones of the new Israel, the church, but who now betrays him and hands him over to be murdered. The unnamed man in Jerusalem, whose home included a large second-story room in which the Passover of Israel became the Eucharist of the church at the Lord's Last Supper. Peter and all the other apostles who pound their chests and boast that they will die with Jesus rather than betray him. Peter, James, and John, who witnessed the divine glory of the Lord Jesus on Mount Tabor and wanted to remain there with him forever, but who now can't stay awake with him even for 1 hour during his agony, the agony about which he warned them on the mountain. The rabble of armed guards who arrest Jesus and try to do the same to the 12. The 12 who run away in terror to save their skins. The teenage boy who slips away from his captors by wiggling out of his clothes and running away naked. A boy whom one ancient tradition identifies as none other than the evangelist Mark, the writer of this morning's text. The man in the crowd who tries to defend Jesus, but in his fury manages only to cut off the ear of the high priest's servant. The priests and elders, scribes and Pharisees, who want to murder Jesus. Men who have spent their entire lives studying the Word of God, but who, because of their pride and vanity, cannot see him when now the Word made flesh stands before their eyes. The maid who wants to see Peter suffer along with Jesus and dogs him with accusations until Peter fulfills the word of Jesus and denies him 3 times. Peter again, who realizes the truth of his cowardice and betrayal and then weeps bitterly at the knowledge of his failure. The crowd, many of the same people who on Sunday afternoon shouted Hosanna to the Son of David, and who now on Friday morning shout, Crucify him. Pontius Pilate, the pagan Roman politician, who knows that Jesus is an innocent man, but who nonetheless condemns him to death to placate the mob and avoid a riot in Jerusalem just to safeguard his own authority. The murderer and anarchist Barabbas, who is chosen by the mob to receive freedom in place of Jesus. His very name, Bar Abba, means in Hebrew, son of the father, a mockery of the true father's only begotten son. The common soldiers who visit every possible indignity and brutality upon their helpless captive. Simon the Cyrenian, an innocent bystander who is picked out of the crowd and forced to help Jesus carry his cross. The 2 thieves and murderers who were crucified alongside the Savior of the world. The guilty dying with the innocent. The hateful mob who even at the foot of the cross hurl insults at the way, the truth, and the life. The Roman centurion, a Gentile pagan, who, having witnessed all of this, stands in wonder at the end and declares, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." Joseph of Arimathea, a member of the Sanhedrin and a secret disciple of Christ, who finally risks everything to provide a dignified burial for the Lord Jesus. And finally, the women from Galilee, who had been with Jesus from the beginning and who remained with him at the end, even when the apostles ran for their lives. These faithful women sit at the foot of the cross and cannot bear even to leave the tomb. Surely the entire human condition is found in this cast of characters. And here is the question for each of us. In this narrative, where am I?